This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The United States and Israel continued their coordinated attacks in several cities in Iran, significantly intensifying tensions in West Asia. The strikes came amid heightened tensions between the United States and Iran over a potential nuclear agreement yesterday. Explosions have been reported in multiple Iranian cities, including the capital of Tehran. The strike took place near offices of the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in Tehran. Meanwhile, Iranian media reported the death of 27 students while 60 others were injured in an Israeli strike on a girls' elementary school in Minab in the Hormozgan province, a southern part of the country. Following the attacks, Iran has shut down its airspace and mobile phone services has been disrupted. Iraq has also closed its airspace following Israeli airstrikes on neighboring Iran. In retaliation, Iran has struck all Israeli and U.S. military targets in the West Asia with missiles. An emergency meeting of the UN Security Council has been called tonight in New York to review the West Asia situation. The meeting was requested by Bahrain, Colombia, China, Russia and France. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has discussed the evolving situation in the Gulf with UAE Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said India is concerned with the escalating situation. He appreciated his UAE counterpart's commitment to the welfare of the Indian community. The External Affairs Minister also called Qatar Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani last evening. He was apprised of the situation in Qatar. Dr. Jaishankar said he values his assurance on the well-being of the Indian community. Dr. Jaishankar also exchanged views with the Foreign Minister of Bahrain, Dr. Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani, on the turn of events in the region. He added that he was assured that Bahrain government would take all measures to keep the Indian community safe. The External Affairs Minister also spoke with his Kuwait counterpart Sheikh Jarrah Jaber Al Ahmad Al Sabah and was briefed on the latest situation in Kuwait. He said he valued the Kuwait Foreign Minister's reassurance for the welfare of the Indian community. Indian Embassy in Israel has urged the Indian nationals who are temporarily in Israel to follow the advisory issued earlier and register with the embassy at the link www.indembassyisrael.gov.in/indian_national_reg to facilitate timely assistance and communication in the prevailing situation in the region. Embassy of India in Abu Dhabi has advised all Indian nationals in the UAE to avoid unnecessary travel, take due care, remain vigilant, follow safety guidelines and advisories issued by the UAE authorities and the embassy. In its advisory, the embassy said Indian nationals in the UAE can contact toll-free number 800-46342 for any emergency query. The WhatsApp number is +97154309-0571. India has issued an advisory to all Indian nationals in Palestine to remain vigilant in view of the current situation in the region. In case of an emergency, the office stated that people can contact through 970-592-916-418 or email at rapoffice@mea.gov.in and cons.ramallah@nea.gov.in. The Indian Embassy in Kuwait has issued an advisory for all Indian nationals that in case of any emergency, they may contact their embassy in Kuwait through email at community.kuwait@nea.gov.in or call helpline number of the embassy at 9656-550-1946. The Embassy of India in Saudi Arabia has issued an advisory for all the Indian nationals in Kingdom of Saudi Arabia that in case of any emergency, they may contact the Indian Embassy in Saudi Arabia through email at community.civadh@mea.gov.in or call the helpline number of the embassy at 00-966-11-488-4697. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Pakistan have been knocked out despite a 5-run win over Sri Lanka in a Super Eats Group 2 match at Palakkale. And that is the end of this news bulletin.